Letters 400-410, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 2, Cont. 400, an epistle for them that are learned in Christ to read and understand. 410, in printing, the Lord said, "In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And he will swallow up death into victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces." Issa 25, 6-8, 1 Cor 15-54, Rev 21-4, "Is not this mountain Christ, that fills the whole earth, where this feast of fat things is? And does not Christ through death destroy death and the devil, the power of death, and so takes away the veil and covering that is spread over all nations, that they may be covered with the Spirit that he pours upon all flesh? And the apostle said, Moses put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is to be abolished, for their minds were blinded. For, until this day, the same veil remains untaken away. In the reading of Moses and the Old Testament, the veil is upon their hearts, which veil is done away in Christ, and when they shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall he done away. As in 2 Cor 3, 13-16, so, here you may see the veil that was spread over the hearts of people is done away by Christ. And all those who are turned to the Lord, with open face behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed his people and dwell among them, who have made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. And this is the day of Christ, whom God gives for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth. Sing, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for God has comforted his people and has mercy upon his afflicted." Issa 49:13, "And Christ said to the prisoners, Go forth, unto them that are in darkness, show yourselves, and they shall feed in pastures. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them, and by the springs of water shall he guide them." For God gave Christ for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners out of prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. Issa 42, 6-7, Rev 7, 16-17, "So we that do witness this do praise the Lord God through Jesus Christ. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people." Rev 21:3, "This is the day of the new covenant, which people enjoy in Christ Jesus. The Lord said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave, I will redeem them from death. 0H death, I will be your plague. 0H grave, I will be your destruction." Hos 13:14, "And the apostle said, 0H death, where is your sting? 0H grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord." 1 Cor 15:55-57, "So, here you may see the grave had its victory, and death has its sting, which is sin. But the strength of sin is the law. But Christ gives us the victory, who makes an end of sin, the sting of death, as in Dan 9:24, and who through death destroys death and the power of death, and is the end of the law for righteousness' sake, to everyone that believes, and so are dead to the law by the body of Christ." Rom 7:4, "And Christ said unto the Jews, Verily, verily, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life. Mark, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 5:24, "Then they have passed from the sting of death, which is sin. And as John said, we know that we are passed from death unto life because we love the brethren, for he that loves not his brother abides in death." 1 John 3:14, "So, if they were passed from death to life, then they were passed from death, and his sting, which is sin, through Jesus Christ, who destroys death and makes an end of sin. And again Christ said to the Jews, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. John 5:25, Christ saying, The hour comes, and now is, that the dead should hear his voice. So that they passed from the death that came by Adam into everlasting life in Christ Jesus. See 1 Cor 15:22, and so they thanked God through Jesus Christ, who gave them the victory over death, and sin, death sting. So as it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. For Christ, as I said before, makes an end of sin, that is the sting of death, and through death destroys death and the devil, the power of death. So thanks be to God, through and by Christ Jesus, we have the victory unto everlasting life over the grave, death, and its sting. And the apostle said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. And Christ said, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God, neither can he enter into the kingdom of God. 1 Cor 15:50 and John 3:3-5. And Christ said, he that hears my word, and believes on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. John 5:24. And he that believes not is condemned already. And he that believes on the Son of God shall not perish, but have eternal life. And again, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:15-16-18. Now this death which Adam fell into was a spiritual death. For by one man's disobedience or offense, namely Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. So all men are under this judgment and condemnation in Adam in the fall. Even so, by the righteousness of one, namely Christ, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Rom 5:15-18. So those who do not believe in Christ, the light as he commands, John 12:36, they abide in spiritual death and darkness, and under the judgment and condemnation in Adam in the fall, in the perishing state. But he who believes on the Son of God has everlasting life, and passes from death to life, and shall not perish in darkness, and is not condemned, but comes out of condemnation. But he who does not believe in the Son of God is condemned, and shall not see life, and the wrath of God abides on him. Such abide in the perishing state, in the death and darkness in Adam in the fall, under judgment and condemnation. But those who believe in Christ, the light, do come out of darkness, and pass from death to life, and come from under judgment and condemnation, that came upon in men by the offense of one man Adam, and come from under the wrath of God, and from under judgment and condemnation into favor with God, and into eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus, and so have victory over death, darkness, and sin, its sting, and the perishing state, and the grave of Adam, in the fall from life eternal. And so are blessed that have part in the first resurrection in Christ Jesus. On such the second death shall have no power, for they are in Christ Jesus, the resurrection and eternal everlasting life, and their names are written in the book of life, who destroys death and hell and the devil, the power of death, and casts the devil, death, and hell into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, which is the second death. Rev 20:10-12-14. And as the apostle said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. But as it is written, death is swallowed up into victory. 1 Cor 15:54-25:8. For by man, namely Adam, came death, and by man, namely Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So, as by the one man Adam, sin and death came over all, and by the man Christ, life comes over all. And by nature we are born of Adam, and in Christ we are made the children of God, by grace in Christ, and quickened and made alive, and restored to life everlasting by him. And Christ, who put all things under his feet, he subdues death under him, who through death destroys death, the last enemy, and the devil, the power of death, and so makes an end of sin, the sting of death, and brings in everlasting righteousness. And in the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Prov 12:28, the law of the wise is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Prov 13:14, the Lord said, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be you glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Isa 65:17-19. And Peter said in his general epistle to the church, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 2 Pet 3:13. And John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Mark, no more death in New Jerusalem, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Rev 21:1-7 Jerusalem which is below is in bondage with her children, but Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all, who believe in the light in Christ. And in this new and heavenly Jerusalem there is no death or night, and the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of this new and heavenly Jerusalem. For the glory of God does enlighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the Lord God and the Lamb are the temple of this new and heavenly Jerusalem that is from above. And the Lord creates this heavenly Jerusalem. So, this heavenly and new Jerusalem is not made by the workmanship of men's hands, nor of wood and stone. Neither are people cast in prison for not mending or repairing a temple there. For there is no outward temple in the heavenly Jerusalem, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the new creatures that are in Christ Jesus and dwell in love, they dwell in God. Such are in the temple in heavenly Jerusalem, and are in joy and in fellowship with the Father and the Son, blessed forever. Amen. And Christ said to the Jews, The bread of God is he that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world, signifying that the world is dead in Adam and wants eternal everlasting life. And those who eat not the flesh of Christ and drink not his blood have no life in them. For Adam and Eve, by eating of the fruit which God forbade them, brought death, and all died in him. But those who eat the flesh of Christ, the bread from heaven, and drink his blood, have eternal life, and shall live forever. And they do live by Christ, and they dwell in Christ, and he dwells in them. So you may see Adam and Eve, by their eating of that which God forbade, brought them into spiritual death. And by eating the flesh, and drinking the blood of Christ, as he commands, bring men into a spiritual life that is eternal. And the Lord said, Ezek 37, concerning the whole house of Israel, which were the dry scattered bones, that he would open their graves and bring them out of their graves. And yet these dry bones, which were the whole house of Israel that were in their graves, could speak and say, Behold, our bones are dry and our hope is lost, we are cut off for our parts. So it seems that the whole house of Israel, scattered bones who were in their graves, could speak these words. Then they were alive outwardly, and their breath was in their nostrils, but they were gone from the breath of the Almighty, that gives life and understanding. Therefore the Lord poured his Spirit upon them, and caused breath to come upon them, that they might live to God, and so that they might all have one shepherd, namely, Christ, and come into his everlasting covenant and Christ their sanctuary. And then God's tabernacle would be with them, and then the Lord will be their God, and they shall be his people. George Fox 401, to the yearly meeting in Yorkshire. 411 in printing. Dear friends, you, who are the sons and daughters of God, who have his law written in your hearts, by which you know God and Jesus Christ, who is eternal life to know. And you that have put on Christ Jesus are the new creatures, and are in him, clothed with Christ the Son of righteousness, who is the light of the world. And you that believe in the light, have the light of life, and are clothed with the Son of God that does not change, and are the true and living members of the Church of Christ Jesus, that is in God, and have the moon, that is changeable, under your feet. So all changeable religions, worships, ways, churches, and teachers, which are like the changeable moon and the changeable world with its changeable fashions. The true Church of Christ that is clothed with Christ, the sun that does not change, has all these changeable things like the moon that changes under her feet. For the Son of God never changes, for all things were made by him, who is the first and last, the beginning and ending. So as everyone has received Christ Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, walk in him to the praise and glory of God. Amen. George Fox, London, the 31st of the 3D month, 1686. 402 to friends in West Jersey and Pennsylvania. 412 in printing. Dear friends, I am glad to hear that the truth's concerns are so well as they are with you, and that you have set up your half-year's meeting there, which may be of great service. For indeed all the faithful men and women in the power of the Lord do keep their meetings, that they may take care of God's glory, and to see that all are diligent that profess the truth to walk in it. And all the loose and such as despise dignities and the power of God and true Christianity should be admonished and exhorted, and not to have a name of truth without the nature of it. And so that all may walk in the truth, and by it come into a holy life and conversation, by that they may answer that which is good, both in the people among you and in the Indians. For, through want of order in the power of God and his light, life, and truth, there have been so many runnings out, some one way and some another way. And therefore, all that are faithful in your country, being kept in the Lord's eternal power, in it keep up all your men and women's meetings, that the power of the Lord God may spread over all, and by it all deceit and looseness may be kept under. And this will ease all the magistrates, and their courts of all evil and looseness, by having it stopped and killed in the birth, before it comes into action. And to see in your meetings, that friends may give no occasion to the Indians. And if sometimes you should have some meetings with the Indian kings and their councils, to let them know the principles of truth, so that they may know the way of salvation and the nature of true Christianity, and how that Christ has died for them, who tasted death for every man. And so the gospel of salvation must be preached to every creature under heaven, and how that Christ has enlightened them, who enlightens all that come into the world. And God has poured out his Spirit upon all flesh, and so the Indians must receive God's Spirit. For the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men. And so let them know that they have a day of salvation, grace, and favor of God offered unto them. If they will receive it, it will be their blessing. And so, now you that are settled in those parts, who have had a testimony from the Lord to bear to people of the truth, you should spread abroad God's eternal truth, and have meetings, as I said before, with the Indian kings and people, so that all the earth may come to look unto the Lord for salvation. For if you should settle down in the earth and have plenty and be full and at ease for a time and not keep in the power and service and Spirit of God, you would quickly come to lose your condition, as some did in Rhode Island, when they settled down in the earth and after a while turned to arguing about it, and some ran out one way and some another. And therefore, I desire that the Lord may grant that you may be all kept and preserved by his holy power on his holy mountain, that you may be of the holy camp of God, that with his power, light, spirit, grace, and truth, all that is contrary may be kept out from among you, so that the Lord God Almighty and his Son may walk in the midst of you and may delight to do you good. So with my love to all faithful friends. My desire is that you all may keep in the power and spirit of the Lord in the heavenly unity, that you may all shine forth to his glory and praise, to whom all belongs, God over all, blessed forever. Amen. George Fox Edmonton, the 27th of the 11th month, 1687, 403. 413 in printing. Dear friends, my desire is that all friends may prize the mercies of the Lord, and live in humility, in his power that is over all, that you may answer God's witness in all people, in his spirit and truth, in a righteous, godly life and conversation. And let not liberty lift them up, nor sufferings cast them down, but live in the seat of life that no man can make higher nor lower, for that is the heir of God's everlasting kingdom. So in this seed, which is your sanctuary, God Almighty keep you, in whom you have life and wisdom, that it may be justified of all her children, and they exercised in it in this day of Christ. Amen. George Fox, 404. 414 in printing. All my dear friends and brethren in the Lord Jesus Christ, who by his eternal arm and power has supported, upheld, and preserved you steadfast to himself, and despite reproaches, imprisonments, and spoiling of your goods, to the almost ruining you outwardly, and besides long and tedious imprisoning of you, and many to death, still all these persecutors could not make you turn from Christ, your life, priest, bishop, and shepherd. And through him you have been made more than conquerors. And so live and walk in him, who is the same today, yesterday, and forever, who does overcome and will have the victory, in whom you have life and salvation and peace with God. So no more but my love. George Fox Goosey in Essex, the 18th. Of the 12th month, 1688, 405, 415 in printing. Dear friends, my love is to all friends in the truth, in the eternal life, and my desire is that in the everlasting life you and I may live, even in the Lord Jesus Christ, that is over all, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. George Fox 406 to the quarterly men and women's meeting in London. 416 in printing all friends, strive to keep in unity in the Holy Spirit of Christ, which is the bond of the heavenly peace, and that you elders may be examples in the heavenly wisdom and word of life, and of power and patience to all the younger who hardly know the right hand from the left, so that they may be trained up both by the word and law in their hearts, and good examples from their elders in grace, truth, virtue, modesty, and sobriety, as becoming men and women professing and possessing godliness, being adorned with a meek and a quiet spirit, which is with the Lord of a great price. And keep that eye blind and that spirit under that would go into the fashions of the world. For that will blind and burden and will not bear sound doctrine. And therefore that must be kept down with the Spirit of God, by which all may have power over their own spirits, and those who have not are like unto a city, whose walls are broken down, so that anything that is evil or bad may come in. And therefore the power and Spirit of God is as the wall that preserves. Therefore be wise. For when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Now here you may see what brings forth sin and death in man and woman, which, by the Spirit of God, is to be mortified, and by it their affections to be changed, and set on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God, so that you may come to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which is a holy, pure, and safe sitting, in which all may keep that heavenly feast of Christ, our Passover, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the heavenly unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. For Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, and therefore he is the heavenly bread, which the feast of him our Passover must be kept withal, by the clean and circumcised in spirit in the New Testament and covenant. For the Jews in the Old Testament and covenant were to be clean and circumcised outwardly, before they eat of the outward sacrifices, which sacrifice and circumcision Christ our sacrifice has ended. And therefore keep to him our circumciser, and the feast of our Passover, and let all the old leaven of malice and wickedness be purged out, that you may become a new lump in Christ Jesus. Amen. George Fox Goosey, the 29th of Tile, 10th month, 1089, 407. 417 in printing dear friends and brethren in Christ Jesus, whom the Lord by his eternal arm and power has preserved to this day. All walk in the power and Spirit of God, that is over all, in love and unity. For love overcomes and builds up and unites all the members of Christ to him, the head. For love keeps out of all strife and is of God, and love and charity never fail, but keep the mind above all outward things or strife about outward things, and is that which overcomes evil and casts out all false fears. And it is of God and unites all the hearts of his people together in the heavenly joy, concord, and unity. And the God of love preserve you all, and settle and establish you in Christ Jesus, your life and salvation, in whom you have all peace with God. And so, walk in him, that you may be ordered in his peaceable heavenly wisdom to the glory of God and the comfort one of another. Amen. George Fox, London, the 27th of the 3D month, 1689, 408 to the 6 weeks meeting in London. 418 in printing, the 6 weeks meeting is to see that all their meetings are preserved by the wisdom of God, in the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace, and in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, being ordered by the pure, gentle, heavenly, peaceable wisdom, easy to be entreated, and so be holy and virtuous examples to all other meetings, both in city and country. And that all may be careful to speak short and pertinent to matters in a Christian spirit, and dispatch business quickly, and keep out of long debates and heats, and with the Spirit of God keep that down, which is doting about questions and strife of words, that tend to parties and contention, which in the Church of God there is no such custom to be allowed. And likewise not to speak more than one at a time, nor any in a fierce way, for that is not to be allowed in any society, neither natural nor spiritual. But as the Apostle said, be swift to hear and slow to speak, and let it be in the grace which seasons all words. And if there be any differences that cannot be quickly ended in the meeting, let the 6 weeks meeting order some friends to hear the matter out of the meeting, without respect of persons, and bring in the report to the same meeting the same day, if possible, and the meeting may give judgment, that no business be delayed from time to time. And so, with my love to you all in the seed of life, Christ Jesus, in whom you have all peace and wisdom from him, who is the treasure of knowledge and wisdom. Amen. George Fox Kingston upon Thames, the 5th of the 3D month, 1690. 409. 419 in printing. Dear friends, something was upon me to write to you that such among friends who marry and provide great dinners, that instead of that, it will be of a good savor on such occasions, that they may be put in mind at such times, to give something to the poor that be widows and fatherless and such like, to make them a feast or to refresh them. And this, I look upon, would be a very good savor, to feast the poor that cannot feast you again, and would be a good practice and example, and would be a means to keep the mind to the Lord, and in remembrance of the poor. For those who give to the poor, lend to the Lord, and the Lord will repay them. And I do really believe, whatever they give, less or more, according to their ability, cheerfully, they will not have the less at the year's end, for the Lord loves a cheerful giver. I know this practice has been used by some 20 years ago. And so it is not only to give the poor a little victuals, which you cannot eat yourselves, but give them a little money that the Lord has blessed you with, and give it to some of the women's meetings for to distribute to the poor. So you will have the blessings of the Lord and the blessings of the poor. And so to be of a free, noble spirit, above all the churlish misers and niggards and narrow spirits. These things I do recommend to you, though it may look a little strange, to weigh and consider the thing. It will both be of a good report and a good savor, and manifest a self-denial and openness of heart, and of the general love of God. George Fox, London, the 4th of the 4th month, 1690. 410 friends, captives at Mackness, 420 in printing. Dear friends, with my love to you all in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom you have life and salvation and rest and peace with God. And the Lord God Almighty with his eternal arm and power uphold and preserve you in Christ, in whom you have rest and peace, though in the world troubles. And though you are in captivity, separated from your wives and children, and relations and friends, yet the Lord is present with you by his Spirit of grace, light, and truth. And so feel him at all times and stand in his will. Do not murmur or complain, but stand still in the faith and power of God, that you may see your salvation. For by faith the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt by his power, and by faith Enoch and Noah were preserved, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and by faith the prophets were delivered out of many perils, and Daniel out of the lion's mouth. And you may see how the righteous were delivered by faith in Heb. 11. And it would be very well, if you that are captives and friends, could have meetings as they had at Algiers, to the comforting and refreshing one another. And you may speak to your patrons of your meeting together to worship God that created heaven and earth, and made all mankind, and gives you breath, life and spirit, to serve and worship him. And my desires are to the Lord, that you in his truth and power may answer the truth in all, both king and prince and Turks and Moors, that you may be a good savor among them all and in them all, manifesting that you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And what do you know but the Lord has set you there to preach in life and word and good conversation? Therefore, while you are there, mind your service for God, who has all things in his hand, and a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his providence. And Christ is the mountain that fills the whole earth, and so you will feel him there. And therefore keep in the word of power, and in the word of patience, and the word of wisdom, that will give you dominion over all. Amen. George Fox, London, the 25th of the 8th month, 1690. Postscript: you may petition the emperor or king and your patrons whose captives you are, that you may have one day in the week to meet together to worship and serve the great God that made you in spirit and truth. For you worship no representation, image, or likeness, neither in heaven nor in the earth, but the great God who is Lord over all, both in heaven and earth, and is manifest by his Spirit in his people. And you may state in your petition that it is from you, poor captives, that you desire your captors, good and their eternal happiness hereafter. And you may draw up a paper to this effect and get it translated into their language and send it to the emperor and his council and your patrons and set your hands to it with all speed after the receipt of this. George Fox, end of vol. 2 top back letters.